The Police Service of Northern Ireland launches its new recruitment campaign for constables today. And here to discuss that with me is the Deputy Chief Constable of the PSNI, Drew Harris. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So what are you looking for in terms of new constables?
Well, we are looking for people who want to serve the community, who are interested in a good career with plenty of prospects, and also then we do offer a good salary as well. And in particular, we want to be representative of the community, and so we are really appealing for applications from members of the Catholic community, from women, from the age group, and also then the age group 18 to 24 and the geographical area west of the Ban.
Okay. Now, the fitness test for the PSNI has been notoriously difficult. Has this changed at all, or are people fitter now and able to cope with it better? What do you think?
Well, the fitness test is demanding, but one element which has been removed, and that has been the push-pull element, is no longer a pass-fail element of the fitness test. But our fitness test is related to the occupational requirements of being a police officer, and a certain degree of strength and agility and indeed fitness is required to be an operational police officer, and that's what we test for.
Now, if anyone's listening, they're thinking of becoming a police constable. Long hours, overtime at certain times of the year, is that sort of thing still happening in the role?
Well, the work of a constable is 24/7. We are an emergency responder. We are engaged with the community, and so it's not 9 to 5. We're out and about in the evening and out into through the night, and we provide a 24/7 service. But the overtime has reduced down through the years, and indeed the scale of our deployments for big events has also reduced down through the years. So I'd say like the demands in terms of hours having to work are less than they were, but this is still a job that does require your availability 24/7, and certainly for the first 3 years of your service, you are in a very operational role in local policing teams.
Now, the terrorist threat has eased, certainly, but does it still put people off, do you think?
Well, I think it doesn't put people off in itself. I think it's just one of the factors. But what we would say about it, yes, there is a terrorist threat, but we train people, we equip them, and we make sure our tactics are right so that they can cope with the terrorist threat. It's in the background, but they can go on day-to-day and provide a policing service to our whole society here. We take the protection of our society, but we take the protection of our police officers very seriously. And so anyone joining the police service should know that they are joining an organisation where their safety is of paramount importance to us.
Now, the trainees who come in finally, Drew, maybe I'm being old-fashioned here, do they still go to the depot and get trained and then come out and are assigned to a police station somewhere around?
Well, perhaps that's it a little bit in old money, perhaps.
Wouldn't be like me, Drew.
Well, they have to go through a 23-week training programme, and then they commence their probation out in their district. But throughout that, we take great pains to make sure they're trained, equipped for the operational role, and also then that they're mentored and supported when they get out on the ground and they're actually delivering the police service. So they have a 2-year probation then as well. But throughout that, our training is accredited with the University of Ulster, and we put a great store in making sure that they're properly supported and they can develop in their career.
So if anyone listening to us now is thinking, you know, I might fancy that, what do they do? Do you have a website they can go to? Do you have a phone number they can ring? What do they do?
Well, if they go to joinpsni.com, they will see the website, Join PSNI. They will see the route there. That website is live, and we are open now for applications from today right up to the 10th of November. So I would say look at the website. It gives a full explanation of the process. It gives a full explanation of the role and what will be required of you, both in the application process and then as a police officer in your first 3 years of service. But I would say that, you know, there are good opportunities both for specialism and career advancement. Then this is a good job. You're providing public service to the community, and it's an honourable thing to do.
Drew, thanks very much for putting us in the picture this morning, and good luck with the recruitment.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.